share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Spending is inevitable when you're going on a trip, but it all depends on how well you manage your finances during your trip. Recently, a netizen from Penang revealed that she had spent around ₹850 during her trip to KL for just 2 days. Half of my monthly pay is gone. I don't know how you people survive in KL. A scoop of ice cream costs ₹15, she expressed. She said that she constantly had to visit the ATM machine as ₹100 can be spent in just a matter of hours, which had prompted her to not buy any clothes or souvenirs from KL. In her post, she also shared her receipts throughout the trip. Here's what her spending looks like. 2 nights stay in the hotel, ₹464 breakfast, instant noodle, ₹3 lunch, around ₹150 dinner in Sarai KLCC, ₹100 supper in Murni SS2, ₹50, fuel and toll, ₹130. She also said that you need to have a huge amount of money in order to visit KL. We are not that fancy. Her post has gained the attention of other netizens who have a lot to say about her spending in KL. You have your meals in KL in air-conditioned places, we have our meals in KL under the fan. As KL residents, we don't always go to fancy places. You can visit a lot of places in KL, such as Kepong, PJ, Damansara, Puchong. They're much cheaper than Pavilion and its surrounding area. ₹150 for lunch is equivalent to my meals for a week. I've been in KL for 9 years now and I'm still surviving. One word, saving. Doesn't 7-Eleven have ice cream too? Just a few ringgit for one. As for readers who stay in Klang Valley, have you ever spent this much in just 2 days? Do you think she could have visited someplace else with better food? Also read. Majin, who earns ₹4K, reveals how she is left with ₹100 every month. Netizens think it's weird. Source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook source. Facebook. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.